I certainly want to reflect with you a bit this evening on the gospel, the account of the transfiguration, which we hear every year on this second Sunday of Lent. But before that, I think it would be hard not to offer a few thoughts on the first reading from the book of Genesis. It's a moment in salvation history very early on that we understandably question and wonder about, kind of balk at this request of the Lord to Abraham to sacrifice his son, his one son, the heir of the promise. What kind of God is this that would make such a request? A human sacrifice. The first thing that I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge is that, in fact, God has every right to do this. Because the gift of a child to parents is precisely that, a gift from God. It's not something that any one of us has a right to. And parents, your children are not your possession to do with as you please. When you're called to be a parent, it's a kind of stewardship. And God ultimately has absolute authority over every human person who comes into this world. And, of course, as we heard in the reading, God ultimately did not intend for Abraham to truly carry out this sacrifice of his son. But there is a lesson in it, I think, especially for parents. Because God, even in our own day, does, in a way, call upon parents to offer their children to him, to not hold on to them, if you will, but to entrust them to him. And he does this in a very particular way when he calls young men and women to the vocations of the priesthood or the consecrated life. That is truly a real sacrifice that parents make when our Lord calls their children to those vocations. And I want to encourage parents here to be open to this, the possibility that God might call your son or your daughter to the priesthood or the consecrated life, and to be open yourself and to encourage your children to be open to that call. I can certainly attest from my own experience, and we have a few religious sisters here who I'm sure would say the same, that it is a call that is richly rewarding and brings great joy to the one who is called, and blessings to the family from which that vocation comes. You know, these surveys are done sometimes, and it's often reported that a large number of Catholic parents say they wouldn't want their son or daughter to become a priest or a religious. I think there's this perception maybe that it is just kind of nothing but a sacrifice, when in fact it's also the source of great joy. I want to read for you actually on this just a brief quote from the Catechism, when it reflects on the fourth commandment and the duties of parents towards their children and children's children towards their parents. It says, "Family ties are important, but not absolute. Just as the child grows to maturity and human and spiritual autonomy, so his unique vocation, which comes from God, asserts itself more clearly and forcefully. Parents should welcome and respect with joy and thanksgiving the Lord's call to one of their children to follow him in virginity for the sake of the kingdom, in the consecrated life, or in priestly ministry." So we can draw a reflection on that from our first reading. The other thing I would say to point out here is the connection between the first reading and our second reading today from St. Paul, from his letter to the Romans. Because as we saw, in fact, God spared Isaac, and he spared Abraham from carrying out this sacrifice. But St. Paul reminds us in the second reading that God himself did not spare his own son. God gave his son in sacrifice for the world. He allowed his own son to go to the cross for our salvation. That's what draws us here to Mass, is it not? To come to this place where on this altar that sacrifice of the very Son of God is renewed, so that we can adore our Lord in this sacrifice and thank him for the gift of salvation, and to draw grace that flows from his sacrifice because God the Father has not spared his own son. We should never fail to be in awe of that mystery and to be grateful that although God spared Isaac, he didn't spare his own son because he loves us and desires our salvation and our holiness. So let's come before him today with great wonder at that mystery and thanksgiving for the gift of his son and sacrifice for us. The gospel of the transfiguration, in many ways, is one of the easiest to understand in the scriptures because we don't have to look hard to figure out what this moment is all about. God the Father himself reveals it when he speaks. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." This mystery of Jesus being transfigured in glory between these three chosen apostles is so that he will be revealed and they will be convinced beyond any doubt that he is the Son of God, the Son whom God the Father did not spare out of love for us. And what is the response of these apostles, and what is our response meant to be? Listen to him. It's that simple. The Lord calls us to listen to his Son. If you attended the parish mission last Sunday evening, you heard a very beautiful reflection from Father Augustine on this call to listen. In fact, he pointed out that the rule of Saint Benedict that he and the other Benedictine monks follow begins with that very word, listen. Listen. It's an important word for us, I think, in our day and age when, because of the world in which we live, there are so many distractions and obstacles to our ability simply to listen. Because to heed that word, listen, we need to find silence. God speaks precisely in silence. I think maybe one of the most urgent needs in our lives for a kind of fasting is this call to fast from all the noise that usually fills our lives. Perhaps even more fruitful than kind of the traditional fasting of food would be a digital fast for us. Because that then creates this zone of silence within which we can listen and hear Jesus still speaking in the depths of our hearts. A really helpful way to practice this is the practice of Lectio Divina, of praying with sacred scripture. We have an ongoing series right now on Lectio Divina in our adult faith series. If you haven't been coming, it's not too late. You can join us mid-course this week, Wednesday morning or Thursday evening, or you can watch this series on Formed in your own home. But this call to set aside, to turn off the screens and take out the earbuds and in silence ponder the Word of God in sacred scripture, which is a primary place where Jesus continues to speak to you and to me. Blaise Pascal was a French philosopher who once remarked, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." All of humanity's problems, our inability just to sit quietly in a room alone. Our inability to enter into that silence where we can truly listen to the voice of God calling us to follow him. Maybe throughout the rest of this Lenten season, we could all resolve to practice a kind of fast from the noise that so constantly bombards us and to fill that space with this prayerful listening to the Word of God. If we do that, then the power of the Word of God to transfigure our lives will be revealed. The fruit of it will be that you and I will become more and more like Christ. People will encounter him in us because we have been so deeply formed and shaped by his word that we have listened to, that he will live more fully in each of us. Let's ask him for that grace, to heed the word of the Father, to put our faith in the truth that Jesus Christ is the beloved Son of God, who was not spared but sacrificed for us, and who continues to speak to us, calling us to be his disciples. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.